I'm on my computer and I'm downloading music. Oh, yes. I'm watching it download right now. You might be able to hear it downloading. Can you hear the grinding of hard drives? I'm making the most of downloading what I can now because very soon we might not have the internet because of the digital bill threatening to ruin what is essentially, in my mind, essential communication for one and all. Fancy some countries finding the intelligence and the insight to make an internet connection a human right. When you think of the impact it's had on humanity, on business, on families, on individuals, this makes total sense to me. Yet, the British government fail to see any further than corporate interest, corporate interest, corporate interest all the time. Right now, I am downloading music, and I've downloaded more music this way in the past couple of weeks than I have downloaded any music in the last few months. I'm using MFLOW. M-F-L-O-W. You can find them on mflow.com. You can find them on Twitter as MFLOW. And this, to me, is what the corporation should be thinking about. Yes, I found this through social media. As yet, it's pre-beta, I think, so it's not yet finished. And already, I'm building a community on there. I'm listening to my friends streaming music from the accounts. If they've bought the music, I get to listen to the whole track. If they are sharing music that they haven't bought, you get to listen to 30 seconds, but you can move your little cursor and listen to another 30 seconds. You can listen to the entire song in bits, or you can listen to sections of the song before you decide to buy, and you can buy with a click. The great thing about this, the revolutionary thing in my mind about this, is I'm not buying from these faceless corporations that have no idea about how to move on with their business model. I'm buying from my friends. Yes, ultimately the money does go to the artists and the producers and everybody involved in making that track. But my friend who showed me this track also gets a little bit of money. And every morning I wake up, there is a little email saying, here's another 16 pence from MFLOW earnings. Here's another 16 pence. Here's another 16 pence. And then when I've got enough, I buy another track. If I'm not buying tracks, I'm listening to tracks which my friends have bought until I'm too tempted and then buy them. I just think it's a wonderful way of sharing, discovering and enjoying new music. When I'm not on my computer and I'm listening to the radio, I listen to digital radio, and at the moment I'm really loving NME. And then to find them pop into the communities here and share their ideas of what they think is good music right now. But not only that, share their playlists. The songs I've been listening to the day on the radio. This is brilliant. Soon, I imagine, we will be able to share what we're doing outside of this application into our social networks. And that is when this brilliant little application that has really got me back into loving, appreciating and respecting the art that these musicians and creatives have spent so long, you know, working at. Well, anything that does that needs to have closer attention paid to it. I do have a few invites left if anybody's interested, but I imagine very soon MFLOW will be open to one and all if it's not already. I don't know why everybody's not on it. Yeah, I've fallen back in love with music and I'm going to download some more. But of course, it's all totally, totally legal. Incidentally, if you did want to follow me on MFLOW, my name on there, funnily enough, is Documentally. Hopefully see you on there. Share some tunage.